Hi, welcome to Big Shakti's podcast, Light on Yoga and Meditation. And in this podcast, we're going to discuss what is Yoga Nidra. We're going to talk about how you can harness the power of Yoga Nidra meditation for relaxation and healing. We'll also discuss the various stages of Yoga Nidra and how it's used in therapy and how you practice it in your daily life. We'll also provide you with the first track from our Introduction to Meditation and Yoga Nidra MP3 series, and you can have a listen to that. That discusses the difference between relaxation and meditation and talks about Yoga Nidra. You'll notice that the first track references the CD that was originally produced way back in the Dark Ages, and so now, of course, they're MP3s, they're not on a CD. So what is Yoga Nidra? Yoga Nidra is a technique, a relaxation meditation technique, developed by the great yogi and great adept Swami Satyananda Saraswati of the Bihar School of Yoga in India. So the word yoga means conscious connection, and nidra means sleep. So Yoga Nidra means conscious connection to sleep. And as a meditation technique, it enables you to remain awake and alert as you venture into the deep sleep states. Instead of becoming unconscious, you can experience an exalted state of consciousness and a deep, blissful connection to the highest self. Yoga Nidra, therefore, is a yoga meditation technique that allows you to relax deeply and recharge and rejuvenate your body and mind and spirit, and awaken higher consciousness. And it's an amazing technique because it enables you to relax very deeply and gain all the benefits of relaxation. It's probably the most powerful relaxation and meditation technique in the world today because it combines the best of deep relaxation and meditation so that you can relax all the layers of your being, physical, energetic, mental, emotional, psychic, and spiritual. And ultimate relaxation is spiritual relaxation. It's relaxation of the very core of your being. And this occurs when you feel connected to this part of you and you develop a sense of deep trust in your life and yourself, and you know that everything is okay. So Yoga Nidra has been rebadged by various groups who have tweaked the original system with small variations, and it's been given different names. It's been called non-sleep deep relaxation, NSDR. The world is continuously creating and recreating this ancient knowledge, and so it's a good thing. However, the original system of Yoga Nidra as a relaxation meditation technique originated from the practices developed by the great yogi Swami Satyananda Saraswati of the Bihar School of Yoga in India. And he first began to develop the technique during the 1950s and 1960s when he was living in his ashram with his guru Swami Shivananda Saraswati of Rishikesh. And even though Yoga Nidra has an exalted level of practice of linking you back to the highest self, in everyday life, the power of this practice is basically used for relaxation and healing. And even though it's used to help people relax and recover from stress and heal from illness or surgery, it has many additional benefits that can enhance your health and strengthen your life purpose. And it does this by using the resolve, the sankalpa, which we will talk more about in another podcast. So Yoga Nidra is a powerful relaxation meditation technique where the mind remains conscious during the normally unconscious state associated with deep sleep. It's practiced in the lying position, and it's one of the most popular techniques in the world today because it induces a profoundly deep state of rest, and it's done in the lying position. Of course, the problem with this is that most people, they sleep, but they need to sleep because they're exhausted. It's only when you have recovered all your energy and you're no longer exhausted that you can use Yoga Nidra meditation to dive deeply into the deeper self, into the psyche, into the spirit, and you can discover all the great powers and abilities that lie hidden within you. So the technique is effortless, it's enjoyable, soothing, and recuperative. And as it's practiced today, it's a technique that carries awareness deep into you, layer by layer. And this process in Sanskrit is called pratyahara. And pratyahara means introversion, or taking the mind away from the senses so that you become aware of what's going on internally. So you stay awake, you are meditating, you're no longer caught up in the sensorial demands of life, you are internalized and able to see your mind and see the power of the mind and even eventually get to the source of the mind. The great benefit of pratyahara, or introversion, is that it cuts you off from all the day-to-day stresses and problems and challenges. It allows you to rest because you get a break from all the sensorial challenges and the demands of life. You go within and you take a break from life. And you connect to you. You take time to look after yourself. And this is a very important principle, self-care. So it takes your awareness deep into the parts of you and connects you to tensions that often prevent you from accessing the deeper layers of your being. The tensions that crowd your mind, that cause you to feel worry and anxiety. But as you systematically relax each part of your physical body and you move your awareness into the subtle layers of your mind and your emotions, you can relax and regenerate and rejuvenate your deeper self, the subtle elements within you. And by tapping into your subconscious, which is the deeper part of you, you'll gain access to innate knowledge and wisdom that can positively transform your life. Because within you lie strengths, abilities, and energies that you can use for healing and to improve your life in many ways. So practicing yoga nidra leads you gently into a relaxing experience of deep rest that enlivens the body and awakens energy. It does this by removing tensions, by removing blockages. And you then can feel parts of your body and mind that you can't normally feel, that you can't access. And by feeling, you take consciousness into that part of you, and you can release and unblock tensions and relieve the negative effects of stress and the anxieties that go with it. And people always say they feel rested, lighter, or more capable of taking on the many tasks of their day after they practice yoga nidra. So yoga nidra is the easiest, most effective way to create a bridge between the conscious awareness and your subconscious and your unconscious. It's a tool for mining the strengths and talents that usually lie hidden within you, buried under old negative patterns. There are three stages of yoga nidra that lead to the complete experience of the state of yoga nidra, and this occurs in sequential steps. The first stage, or first step, is to learn to rest, recuperate, and rejuvenate, so you get your energy back. You normally sleep during this stage, and then you feel rested. You feel like you've had the equivalent of several hours of sleep, and then you can get on with your life with more energy. Once you have recuperated a certain amount of energy, then you can manage your old patterns, the undigested negative memories and emotions and traumas, and you can handle your desires. And this stage requires a bit of time. And once this stage is mastered, you get to the highest stage, which is the ability to remain awake even in the deep sleep state, and you can experience your deepest self and you experience your life purpose, really. In stages 1 and 2 of yoga nidra that I just described, you'll experience relaxation, restored vitality, and psycho-emotional purification. Old outmoded patterns of feeling and thinking are released from the body-mind through the process of cultivating deep relaxation and a sense of inner control. And once the negative feelings and old conditioning have been released, your intuitive and creative abilities are progressively revealed through easy and enjoyable self-development. And you begin to feel and intuit who you are and understand what your deeper self really wants. You're freed from feeling trapped in the superficial desires of your lower sensory-based thinking mind, and you can begin to access your higher knowing mind, your intuitive mind. So in today's frantic high-tech world, there's a deep need for relaxation and rest. And many, many people find that their sleep is not completely restful. They can't resolve their tensions, or they're unaware of how much tension they're holding and carry into their sleep. And over time, stress and tension travel deep into the body-mind and plant the seeds of physical and psychological illness. Disturbed sleep, sleep deprivation, or sleep disorders such as insomnia have reached epidemic proportions in recent years, and chronic sleep deprivation has been shown to greatly increase the risk of chronic degenerative illnesses such as heart disease, diabetes, depression, obesity, cancer, and increases the chance of premature death. It interferes with your immunity. It really just mucks up the whole system. The statistics are dramatic. More than 30% of the population suffers from insomnia, and more than 60% of people over the age of 60 suffer from this condition. And 30% of people suffer from some form of insomnia during their lives. More than half of the American population lose sleep due to stress and anxiety. Approximately 30 million people in the US, which is 10% of the population, use prescription sleep medications. And many people try to sleep with their minds still switched on. It's like putting your car into the garage and leaving the engine on. And it's basically in the form of overthinking, which is a symptom of stress and worry. And unchecked, it becomes an unconscious habit that undermines your health and happiness. And you need to learn how to turn off excessive thinking and worry. And this is the key to getting deep, restful sleep. And practicing yoga nidra is one of the easiest ways to do this, to eliminate worry and rumination and tension. Of course, there are other meditation techniques that you can also add in that will support this process and accelerate your experience of deep rest and mental calm and emotional resilience and spiritual connection. We have to remove deep-seated tensions. They block awareness and energy, and yoga nidra meditation releases blocked energy that's trapped within the body-mind. It's often frozen by anxiety and worry. And releasing energy during this practice harmonizes the body and the deeper mind and promotes healing and positive growth. And removing tension also allow you to penetrate your awareness into the unconscious areas of yourself. You become aware of and can connect to your inner abilities and potential. And this expands your inherent sense of self. So this technique is often used in therapy. I use it a lot with my patients to help people recuperate from exhaustion and illness, and in psychotherapy so that they can go into a kind of a dreamy state and access their subconscious and tune into the problems that are not really available to them in their conscious mind. It can be applied both as a primary therapeutic tool and as an adjunctive treatment for many acute and chronic physical and psychological disease conditions. And Jane also uses this technique extensively in her practice. So you can systematically relax each part of your body by listening to an MP3 guide. We provide one on Big Shakti. It's paid. Of course, there are many free yoga nidras on the internet, but we need to charge to keep this website and the podcast going. And we have three tracks. We have a talk on that series of MP3s. We have yoga nidra, and we have an introduction to meditation. And now you're going to listen to the talk that's part of that series.
The practices on this CD will teach you how to relax deeply and how to meditate. Although relaxation and meditation go hand in hand, they are two different skills that we can learn to improve the quality of our lives. Relaxation is the capacity to release tension from different parts of the body and mind. For example, we can practice physical relaxation or mental and emotional relaxation. We can also use relaxation to develop a calm attitude towards life and ourselves. By practicing deep relaxation, we become a relaxed person. we integrate relaxation into the very fiber of our being. Meditation is primarily a process in which we cultivate awareness. Awareness is our knowing, feeling, and experiencing capacity. Awareness is vital if we want to live happy, creative, and fulfilled lives. To be unaware is to live a dull and ignorant life. Relaxation of the body and the mind is a side effect of meditation. Health and well-being are also side effects. As we cultivate awareness through meditation, we learn to locate tensions and to effectively deal with them. Highly developed awareness drives us to explore more creative and intelligent ways of living. Relaxation and health result from this more aware approach to life. Meditation is one of the most powerful methods of inducing a deeply relaxed state. When we focus our awareness on a certain part of the body and feel into that part, we become sensitive to what is going on in that area. Awareness is the key because it allows us to observe how tensions are building within us and how to identify the causes of these tensions. Meditation empowers us to respond to life's varying circumstances with more knowledge, inner strength, and sensitivity. A number of potent methods are used to dissolve tensions. Perhaps the simplest and most powerful method of reducing tensions is to use the breath. Conscious inhalation stretches the tissues of the body slightly. Conscious exhalation relaxes the tissues. Conscious breathing induces a very peaceful and pleasurable state of being. The gentle rhythm of a slow, relaxed breath is soothing to the mind. It has a powerful effect on the whole nervous system. The meditations on this CD are designed to help you to develop a relaxed inner poise, to approach life from a more relaxed, open place, and to bring more joy and deeper fulfillment into your being. The introduction to meditation technique is usually performed in the sitting position. It combines simple and effective relaxation and meditation techniques. As you move your awareness through the various parts of your body, you will be guided to feel the state you are in at that time. You will then use the breath to create positive feelings that automatically remove tensions. By practicing the introduction to meditation every day, you will prevent the build-up of tension and become more aware of how to stay relaxed under a variety of conditions. This technique can be practiced in the morning before work to sharpen your mind, and before sleep so that you rest more deeply and wake refreshed. You can also practice any time you feel the need to relax. Yoga Nidra is one of the most powerful forms of deep relaxation, as it is a meditation technique performed in the lying position. Nidra means sleep, and yoga means union. The practice of Yoga Nidra is the union of our awareness to the process of sleeping. It allows us to relax the deep, often unconscious parts of the personality. For example, our incessant drives and desires. In the practice of Yoga Nidra, the body sleeps, but the mind stays awake and aware. In this way, we consciously direct our own process of relaxation and rejuvenation. In Yoga Nidra, the process of deep relaxation begins in the physical body and works gradually and progressively into the mind, creating a deep sense of relaxation and peace. We spread this feeling all the way into the unconscious parts of our mind, so that at the end of the practice, we feel deeply refreshed, alert, and peaceful. Because yoga nidra relaxes the unconscious mind, it can be much more effective than normal sleep. In normal sleep, the unconscious mind can become very active, as in dreams, and can even cause tension. For example, we may grind our teeth. We can wake from sleep feeling tense rather than refreshed. Yoga nidra is not only a way of relaxing, but is also a powerful method of strengthening our mind and willpower. Yoga nidra uses a resolve to engage the power of the subconscious mind. The resolve is called a sankalpa in Sanskrit. The sankalpa is a short positive statement of intent that reflects something we want to achieve in life. It channels our energy towards achieving our life goals. The sankalpa is not made to achieve the little things of life. Rather, it is made to achieve the bigger things in life. For example, you might make a resolve such as, I will become stronger, calmer, and more aware. Or, I will regain my health. Or, I will successfully complete my studies. Or something else that you really, truly want. This powerful process strengthens willpower by focusing the energy that is normally trapped in conflicting desires and complex mental patterns. It is important to think carefully before deciding on a sankalpa, and it often takes time to know what it is that we really want from life. So take your time to think about this. Once you've made up your mind, once you know what your sankalpa is, stay with that one sankalpa until it comes to pass. The effects of yoga nidra usually occur in two stages. The initial aim of yoga nidra is to recuperate from deep stresses and exhaustion. It may be difficult to stay awake during the practice if you're tired. And although it is not ideal to sleep, you may sometimes doze off. This is a normal response, and in fact, the rest derived from this very light sleepy state will erase exhaustion. Over time, as you recover your energy, you will find that it becomes easier and easier to remain awake. Once we have removed exhaustion and recuperated our energy, we can use yoga nidra to develop powerful internal awareness and great mental strength. If we can stay awake during the practice, we can explore the internal dimensions of our being and uncover the positive qualities within us. We remove deeply held physical, mental, emotional, and psychic tensions. Yoga nidra can be performed anytime or anywhere when you have the time and the space. Once you know the technique, you can practice it for 10, 20, or 30 minutes as time allows. Practice it anytime you're tired. For example, when you wake up, or before or after lunch, or after work. Some people use the initial stages of yoga nidra to help themselves to go to sleep. Experiment for yourself. You are about to learn two simple and powerful relaxation meditation techniques that become easier the more you practice. And every time you use these techniques, you will find it easier to relax and to meditate. And once you have practiced a few times, you will be able to bring relaxation and awareness into your everyday life. You will then be able to relax whenever you want to, anytime, anywhere, with your eyes open or closed. You will also easily induce a more relaxed state, even during stressful and busy times. You will learn to do this during unpleasant experiences or during a so-called negative situation or emotion. All you need to do is to remember to use the technique. In this way, you will handle all the situations in your life much more successfully and creatively.
If you would like to know more about what we do at Big Shakti, please go to www.bigshakti.com, where you can see all of our products and offerings. And you can sign up for our free newsletter. And when you do sign up, you're entitled to a 15% discount on your first purchase. And subscribers, of course, get generous discounts on all our products from time to time, especially when we release a new course. And we do have courses for everyone, from beginners on the path to yoga teachers and sincere aspirants and psychologists and therapists and health professionals. And many of our courses are downloadable and can be done in your own time. And we also run live online training every year. All of our courses provide you with the opportunity to experience and understand the powers and mysteries of your mind and spirit. Unwind, take a break from your daily activities, and learn how to use different forms of meditation to achieve inner tranquility, happiness, fulfillment, and spiritual awakening. You will learn the keys to a healthy lifestyle, a calm, clear mind, emotional resilience, and spiritual insight.